Company presents Spotlight Review, starring Spike Jones and the City Slickers and Dorothy Shea, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, with Doodles Weaver and our guest for tonight, Jan August.
And it shall be the duty of the district attorney to do something about Spike Jones and the City Slickers' version of Babyface.
Spotlight Review. This is Spike Jones, conductor of the City Slickers, and to the president of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Association, my answer is still no. But here's somebody I'll never say no to, the Park Avenue Hillbilly, Dorothy Shea.
Thank you, everybody, and welcome back to town, Spike. How's it going on your personal appearance tour?
Swell, Dorothy. We're making lots of new friends. Why, yesterday we played Indianapolis. Indianapolis, what a town. Tall ones, short ones, fat ones, thin ones. Never saw so many buildings.
It must be interesting. But, Spike, you deserve a lot of credit traveling around in all this cold weather.
Cold? Why, our trumpet player, George Rock, blew a hot chorus of Easter Parade. And it came out White Christmas. But, Dorothy, you should come along with us sometime. You'd love those small towns.
Well, Spike, you're talking to a gal who comes from a small town. My hometown was so small, they even had a 12 o'clock curfew. That's why I left.
But lots of towns have a 12 o'clock curfew.
At noon?
I'll still bet you get a little homesick once in a while, huh?
I sure do, Spike. That's why I'd like to sing this next song. It's called Mountain Lullaby. When darkness falls over the mountain and stars appear in the sky, by the light of the moon, some mother will croon this mountain lullaby. Hush-a-bye, my baby, for it's time to be in bed. And don't you cry, or daddykins will bounce you on your head. Pleasant dreams, my baby, go to sleep and dream that you are blowing off the bureau of infernal revenue. You drank that jug of moonshine, and it gave me quite a fright. Cause that ain't good for babies till we've aged it overnight. Come, my little lady, put your shooting irons away. You plugged your poor old grandpa. That's enough fun for one day. Cause when the census taker comes around to count again, their missing folks are so hard to explain. Hush-a-bye, my baby, for you're weary, I'm afeel, from trapping all them gophers in your Uncle Morbid's beer. Sleepy-bye, my baby, close your eyes and just relax. Stop hitting that fantastic, or you're gonna break the ice. You got into the pig pen when you wandered down the path. Keep playing with them feet. Someday I'll make you take a bath. Come, my little lady, get some rest, my honey child. You must be fresh tomorrow for your chicken stealing side. Now Mr. Sandman's on his way, so close your sleepy eyes. That's right. Now the other one. That's right. Now the other one. That's right. While I'm singing you a mountain lullaby.
Love that gal singing. We give you now a new treatment of that most popular song, Ballerina, featuring Paul Judson. And in our version, you'll meet the famous dancer in person. The scene, an intimate cafe with candlelight and samovar. Our ballerina enters in her dazzling but delicate costume. A simple little frock with a gathering in the front. There's quite a crowd in the back, too. But let's listen, shall we?
Ah, Petrushka, my little ballerina. Let us drink to your beautiful hair.
Yes, Igor.
Let us drink to your gorgeous eyes.
Yes, Igor.
Let us drink to your ruby lips.
Yes, Igor.
Let us drink to your...
Yes, Igor Beaver.
Ballerina dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. And ballerina dance, you mustn't once forget, the dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl. Just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. He said his love must wait its turn. You want it, then say. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn. Ballerina, go on with your career. You can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. And round and round you go. So ballerina, dance. Dance.
Thank you.
All of us who appreciate the technique and the craftsmanship of a fine artist will recognize the piano magic of our guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Jan Auger.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, Spike. Hello, Dorothy. It's nice to be back in the Spotlight Review.
Well, you're always welcome here, Jan.
Spike, I love the way you conducted that last number. Where did you learn to conduct like that?
Well, from my father, Jan. He was great. You know how Stokowski leads an orchestra with his long, expressive fingers? Well, my father did the same thing with his toes.
Spike's only kidding, Jan. He really knows a lot about music.
Tell me something, Spike. How did you ever learn to create such original music?
Oh, Jan, that comes from years of practicing at the Baldwin.
At the Baldwin Piano?
No, at the Baldwin Locomotive Works.
Say, I make a motion right here that Jan give us his wonderful arrangement of Hungarian Rhapsody.
Motion carried unanimously. Jan August plays Hungarian Rhapsody. Terrific, Jan. That's why thousands of us can't seem to get enough of your recordings. But we'll hear Jan August again in a few minutes. Right now, Mike Wallace.
Ever sit in on a radio rehearsal? Surprising, isn't it, how much work goes into making entertainment? No wonder actors, announcers, directors, and musicians all go for that familiar red Coca-Cola cooler when there's a break in the routine. Take a tip from the studio, folks. At work or at play, stop for ice-cold Coke and relish the pause that refreshes.
Thank you. Dottie, I got a nickel. Shall I put it in the jukebox?
Sure. What song?
Well, let's see. We got number one is Ballerina. Number two is How Soon. Number three is Near You. Number six is...
Oh, I know what number six is.
Yeah.
And please don't play number six tonight. For number six was meant for two. Play the other new releases, or else I'll go to pieces. That's all I ask of you. They were playing that same record when first I met his friend. They played it while we fell in love all through our whole romance. Oh, they used to play that record, and he would hold my hand. But now he's gone and left me, and I'll never understand. They were playing that same record, and we would sit inside. Now when the platters start to spin, I just begin to cry. Won't you do a friend a favor? Don't start that yell again. And please play something lively. Now play number 8 or 10. But please don't play number 6 tonight. That's all I'll ever ask of you. I confess that I can't take it. Won't someone kindly break it like it broke my heart in two?
Sad story, Dorothy, but beautifully told. Comes time now to introduce a young man who for many years was a very important figure with the Chicago Light Opera Company. When the opera was over, he turned out the lights. Here he is, Doodles Weaver, as Professor Fiedelbaum.
Thank you. It is great once again to be near you. So I shall romanticize on this thought and sing Francis Craig's bestseller, Near You. I believe I'm in voice. Yes, I am in voice. And now, Maestro, may we have Near You, if you please. There's just one place for me, and everyone tells me to go there.
No.
Seems like I made a mistake. There's just one place for me near you. It's like heaven, or it's like heaven to be. Year new. New year.
Happy New Year. One minute.
No. Too late again. Hey, when we're a dart, where's my apple cart? I'm off to an awful start. Days when we're apart, I can't face the music. I can't face it. I can't face about face. Left face. No, right face. Wrong face. Any face. No. Sound like a sergeant. You know, reminds me of a few years ago, a man came up to me and said, "Say, buddy, why aren't you in the army?" I said, "What, with the war going on?" Now, days when we're apart, I can't face my heart. Say you'll never stay more than just 2 miles away. More than just 2 feet away. Not 2 feet, no. More than just 2 hands, 2 toes. No, 2 ears. 2 by 4. No, two for the price of one. 3 for 2. No. Stick around, won't you? If my hours should be spent, close. I'd be a moron in contempt. A moron? No. Maybe I am. No. I'd be a contented cow near you.
No.
A cow? Did you hear about the cow that drank blue milk and mooed indigo? Isn't that bully?
I got no beef coming. Now, make my life worthless. No. Make my life worthwhile by telling me off. No. By telling me that I'll spend the rest of my dough on you. Spend my life in a rest home near you. Not a rest home, a home rest. No, a home run. No, a home stretch. A home stretch. And there they go, around the outside. It looks like little Trajan in front, winning Warbling in second, Linda Lee third, and a solid passing battery. Assault battery! That's the rest of my life near you.
Sensational, Professor. Now, Jan August, Dorothy Shea, and the City Slickers will try to put you in the mood for a trip to Hawaii with Sweet Leilani, Blue Hawaii, Song of the Islands, and the beach at Waikiki.
Thank you.
Myron Waller, speaking for the Coca-Cola Company, saying, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For ice-cold Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. Now here are Spike and Dorothy.
Well, folks, I sure hope you've enjoyed our show as much as we've all enjoyed presenting it to you. Right, Dorothy?
Right. Say, what are you doing after the show, Spike?
Well, Dorothy, Lana Turner's in town, and I got to call her hotel and tell her maid to break our date for tonight.
Why?
Because I had a previous date with Hedy Lamarr's maid. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Next week, Spike and Dorothy will have as their guest Jack Owens, featuring his sensational recording success, his own song, How Soon. Here are the pause that refreshes on the air next Sunday on this same CBS station with James Cronin, Percy Faith, and your host, Roger Pryor. Mike Jones and the City Slickers will pick up their friends in Duluth, Minneapolis, Sioux Falls, Sioux City, Waterloo, and Rockford between now and next Friday's Spotlight Review. Dorothy Shea continues at the Stevens in Chicago. Sam Others appears with the courtesy of his regular sponsor, the Revere Camera Company. The Mark of Dimes campaign is now on. Join the fight against polio, the dread disease that might strike your child tomorrow. The National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis is your protection when polio comes. Send your dimes and dollars to your local March of Dimes headquarters. This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.